The third parak has a lot of halacha lemaisa topics, for example, taking haircuts, doing laundry, writing on Chol HaMoed, and also the various halachas of Avelus, of mourning on Chol HaMoed and Yontif. Mishnah Aleph discusses those who are permitted to take haircut and shave on Chol HaMoed, because the default is, Chazal said, there is no taking of haircuts or shaving on Chol HaMoed out of concern that people would delay that to Chol HaMoed, not get it done before Yontif, and just delay it. That is somewhat of a disgrace for the Yontif to go in disheveled and simply plan on getting your haircut during Chol HaMoed. Same issue with doing laundry, the concern of pushing it off to Chol HaMoed. If it's permitted, accordingly, Chazal, as we'll see in Mishnah Aleph and Bet, they decreed there is no haircuts and also no laundry to be done on Chol HaMoed unless there is a specific reason to, as enumerated in our Mishnayos. Mishnah Aleph, Eilu Megalchim B'Moed. These are the people who are permitted to take haircuts and shave during Chol HaMoed. Haba Medina Sayam, somebody who traveled from afar and arrives right before Yontif or on Chol HaMoed. The Beis HaShivya, same situation when it comes to somebody getting out of captivity. V'yotze Mebeis HaAsurim, somebody who gets out of prison. V'hamenuda Shi'itiru Lo Chachamim, somebody who was in Chayram, who was nidui, excommunicated, not permitted to take haircut, shave, or to do laundry, and was let out right before Yontif or during Chol HaMoed. V'chein misha nisha lechacham v'hutar, somebody who was matir neder, who had a chacham annul his neder, specifically on Chol HaMoed. Those are the people who could not get haircuts in time before Yontif. Accordingly, they're permitted to on Chol HaMoed. V'ha nazir, v'ha metzora, ha'ola mitumaso l'taraso. A nazir is part of the process. The nazirus ended during Chol HaMoed, and the metzora is going through the tahara process. After being a metzora, has to take a haircut on the first and the seventh days during that process. That would be permitted to be done, because it's a mitzvah to be done on Chol HaMoed, because it has to be done in its proper time, and that just happens to be during Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Bei is very similar, talking about Ve'elu mechabsin b'moed. These are those that can do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Habama Medina Sayam, same listing as we started with before, but it will change a little bit later in the Mishnah. Somebody who comes from a travel, either right before Yontif, doesn't have time, or during Chol HaMoed, a Beis HaShivya, gets out of captivity, Ve'yotze Mebeis HaSurim, gets out of jail, V'amenuda Shi'itiru Lo Chachamim, somebody who was in Nidoy, and he was let out of Nidoy right before Yontif, or during Chol HaMoed, v'chein mi shenisha l'chacham v'hutar, somebody who made an oath that he's not going to do laundry, and that loath was permitted, it was annulled on Chol HaMoed. And in addition, three categories of items that get filthy immediately, very quickly, mit b'chos hayadayim, cloth napkins, as soon as you touch it with some dirt, it is filthy, you need to clean those on Chol HaMoed, mit b'chos asaparim, and the towels that are used by the barbers, for those who are permitted to get haircuts, so those need to be laundered constantly, get dirty very easily. Humit b'chot hasfag, and bath towels, mikveh towels, those also. Then we can add on to the list here the clothing of younger children that soil the clothing very quickly. Continuing, those who also may launder their garments, Chol HaMoed, hazavin, v'hazavot, azav, azava, different people who have emissions coming out of their bodies, v'anidos, a woman who's menstruating, v'yoldos, a woman who gave birth recently, the clothing gets soiled very easily. Accordingly, they are allowed to clean their clothing, launder their clothing on Chol HaMoed. V'chol ha'oli mituma letahara. And in addition, anyone who is going from tuma to tahara, their clothing were tameim, and they have to clean them accordingly. If that happens to be during Chol HaMoed, it would be permitted. Hare'ilu mutarin. Those are all the categories that are permitted. Ushar kol adam asurin. Everyone else is prohibited. Ve'ilu kosvim ha'moed. Ktiva, just like all malacha, is prohibited on Chol HaMoed, but it is permitted if it's Litzorach HaMoed, if there's a need of the Moed, or Davar HaAved, and Mibay Alos. For example, Kiddushei Nashim, to write a shtar to a woman to get engaged, you don't want to lose that opportunity. A get, gittin, can be done on Chol HaMoed as well. V'shovarim, giving somebody a receipt, evidencing a repayment of a loan. Daitiki, a gift that is being given by somebody who is close to passing away, very seriously ill. This may be the last opportunity. Matana, a gift that is given by somebody, so the person giving it doesn't change the mind. Write it, put it down in writing, even on Chol HaMoed. Pruzbulin, handing over a shtar to the Beis Din so that the Shemitah doesn't wipe out a loan. That can be done on Chol HaMoed as well. Igru, a shum, an appraisal of the value of somebody's property. For example, if a lender wants to foreclose and he has the opportunity during Chol HaMoed to foreclose, and the Beis Din gives an appraised value of the amount of the property of the lender that he is taking. The Igros Mazrin, if somebody commits to support somebody else, for example, he's getting married, the woman is at second marriage and she has a daughter, he's committing to support the daughter as well. That is a commitment that can be written on Chol HaMoed. Shtare Chalitza, a shtar evidencing that Chalitza was done for a woman and she's no longer bound to the brother of her deceased husband, who may Udin, to evidencing a girl who was married off, her father was not around, he passed away, for example. So on a Durabanan level, her mother or brother can marry her off when she's below the age of 12. She can refuse when she hits the age of 12, doesn't even need a get. She can walk three, but there is a shtar that they would write to evidence that she refused to stay quasi-married to the individual at her bas mitzvah. She can make that refusal. Ustare Beiruri, and that is an arbitration agreement when two people, litigants, agree on three dayanim, so that should be put into writing immediately, so no one changes their mind. Because there is Beis Din decisions of the Beis Din, so it should be written immediately, even Chol HaMoed, so the Beis Din doesn't forget what they decided. The Igros Shel Reshus either is a letter by the government, a government decision, or a social letter between friends. Those can all be written on Chol HaMoed, Mishneh Daled, and Kosein Shtarei Chol HaMoed. The default is we don't write loan agreements on Chol HaMoed. That should be written after the Chol HaMoed. Give the loan if the borrower needs the money, but don't write it down until after. However, v'imeinu ma'amino, if the lender doesn't believe the borrower, the borrower needs the money now on Chol HaMoed, it can't wait, or the borrower is concerned he's not going to be able to find the loan after Yontif. So in that situation, or she'ein lo ma'yochal, or the sofer, the scribe who's writing the document, needs the money. In other words, even if the lender and borrower would be okay without the document, but the scribe needs money to buy his yantif needs, hareza yichtav, it would be permitted. That is considered a tzorech of the moed. In kotvin svarin, tefillin mezuzos, we don't write sifrei Torah, tefillin mezuzos, b'moed and chol HaMoed. And we don't even, v'ayin magin asachas, we don't even correct a letter in them, afilu b'sefer ha'azorah, even a Sefer Torah in the Azor, in other words, the Sefer Torah that the Kohen Gadol would read on Yom Kippur, that's a Tzorach Rabim. Nonetheless, we are machmir not to write for that purpose. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kosev Adam Tfilin and Mezuzas La'asma. If somebody needs anyant, if he needs tefillin, if it's his minhag to wear tefillin, or he needs a mezuzah, the Tzorach Mitzvah for himself, not to sell it, but for himself, he is permitted to write them. V'tova al yirechot chelis l'tzitzitzitzitzaso. He's also permitted to spin wool to make the thread for his tzitzis, the tchelis thread in his tzitzis, but he should do it in an unusual manner, like doing it on his thigh, not spinning it between his fingers, or certainly not using a kliya to do the spinning. Continuing, Mishnah Hay starts through the end of the parak, the halachas of Avelus, as it relates to Chol HaMoed and Yontif, HaKovers Meso, Shlosha Yamim Kodem Larego. Somebody has a close relative, one of the seven close relatives passes away, and the burial, the kfura, is 3 days, at least 3 days before the regel. Accordingly, batla himenu gzera shiva, when the regel comes, when the yontif comes, let's talk right now about Sukkot and Pesach, and we'll talk about Shavuos a little bit later, the regel cancels this shiva. Halacha l'maisa, we don't paskin, you need 3 days, even if you sit for a very short amount of time before shkia of the regel, the beginning of the chag, that would cancel out the shiva. Shmona, if it's you've kept 8 days, meaning you've kept the 7 days of shiva, and the 8th day, which is erev chag, is the beginning of the shloshim. That is erev shloshim. In other words, you started the shloshim on erev. Erev Chag, Batli, Menug, Zer, Shloshim, this would wipe out the halachas of Shloshim. We also don't paskin that way. We paskin that even if the last day of Shiva is on Erev Chag, that counts both as the 7th day of Shiva and as the 1st day of Shloshim, and the Shloshim would be wiped out. Doesn't have to be that it was 7 days before, and now the 8th day is Erev Chag. It's even if the 7th day after the Kfur is Erev Chag, that would wipe out the Shloshim. Mibnei Sha'amru, what's the difference? What is going on here when it comes to Chagim? Shabbos, Olav, Einam, Afsek. When it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos counts as one of the days of the Shiva, but it doesn't cancel the Shiva. In other words, it's a regular day. We don't have outward Avelus, so it counts as one of the 7 days because we have inward Avelus. There's no marital relations, no washing, but it doesn't cancel. But regalim mafsikim bein anolim, when it comes to the regal, when it comes to the, we'll say Shalash regalim for now, they mafzik, they cancel out the shiva. If you started the shiva before them, they cancel the shiva, and they don't count as a day because they canceled the shiva, so they don't count as part of the shiva. Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, Atzeres K'Shabbos. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so we don't have the korbanos could be continued. If you missed it on Shavuos, it could be brought for another 6 days. So effectively, Shavuos in certain aspects was a 7 days. So Shavuos was just like Pesach and Shavuos, that they would cancel out at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it would cancel out the Shiva that started before it. However, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shavuos is just 1 day, Mi'ikar Din, and Chutz La'aretz 2 days. Accordingly, Atzeres, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is like Shabbos, that it does not cancel the Shiva, even if Shiva started before Shavuos. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Kiragalim. According to Rabbi Gamliel, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are like the regalim, that they would cancel a shiva that starts before them. Then that's not how we paskin. We paskin like Chachamim Omrim, look divrei zev, look divrei zev. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Gamliel. Chachamim disagrees. Ela Atzeres kiregalim. Even nowadays, when we don't have a base, a mikdash and Atzeres and Shavuos is only 1 day in Eretz Yisrael, it still functions as Pesach and Sukkos, that all Sholosh regalim, when the shiva starts before them, they all cancel the Shiva, and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Kashabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos all do not cancel the Shiva. Mishnah Zayin, when it comes to the acts, the signs of Avelus, when it comes to the person passing away, and we're going to talk about the Kfuras shortly in Korin, the Kriya is not done. We have typically do the Kriya, the seven relatives, that is done as well, but other people may do the Kriya. When it comes to Chol HaMoed, Ein Korin, Vein Cholting, that's a minhag that we don't have today of taking the clothing, the men taking the clothing off of their shoulder. The Ein Mavrim, we also don't do the Su'udas Havra, the first meal after the Kfura that the neighbors of the Avelin come and serve them. Ela Krovav Shameis, all three of these minhagim is only done by the Krovim, the close relatives of the person who passed away, and not others. Others would not rip Kriya, do the Choltzin, taking off the clothing off of the shoulder, and the Sudas Havra, the Ein Mavrim Ela Mita Zekufa, the Sudas Havra, all year round is served on their beds or their chairs that were turned over. Nowadays we sit on low chairs. When it comes to Chol HaMoed, that would not be done. The chairs or the couches would be left in their upright position. We don't bring the Sudas Havra'a to the Avelim in fancy kalim, in fancy serving dishes, not a nice tray. We don't bring it in a silver bowl, a fancy basket. Ella bisalim, but we simply bring it in a simple basket in order to not embarrass the people of more moderate means who don't have fancy serving utensils. Getting back to, that was all year round, by the way, to how do we serve the Sudas of Rabbin. To get back to Chol HaMoed, Vein omrim birkas avelim b'moed, all year round at the time of Chazal, this is not our minhag anymore. They used to say a special bracha to the avelim. That bracha after the kfura would not be said on Chol HaMoed, but what would be done is aval omdim b'shura menachmin. They would stand in a line and say hamalkam yinachem eschem esoch shayotem Yerushalayim. We have a similar minhag today. Nowadays we have the line standing and the avelim walk through them. At the time of Chazal, it was the avelim that were standing, and people would pass by and me menachem them upotri mesarabim, and immediately thereafter they would say to everyone, go ahead home. We're not doing the birkas avelim. We're not going to escort the avelim to their house. This is a time to get back to the Chag, so we should not have too much outward signs of Avelus that would not be necessary. Going to the actual Kfura, in the time of Chazal, they used to have a procession, and they used to stop along the way, put the mita down, that is the either the coffin. Now in their day they didn't use a coffin. Nowadays we use a coffin, at least outside of Israel. There would be the stretcher the bier that they would carry the mace on. So they used to put it down in the street, and they used to have hespedim along the way. On Chol HaMoed, hespedim, eulogies are prohibited. So it says, Ein manichim et hamita b'rechov shelo lahargil es ha'esped. Even if we don't want to have hespedim, don't even put the body down on the street, because that may cause people to come and eulogize, and eulogies are prohibited on Chol HaMoed, v'lo shel nashim l'olam, and in addition, all year round, we should not be putting the bier, where the mace of a woman, the body of a woman, down in the street. Mipnei HaKavod, it's not respect for her to do that, so we should go straight to the Kfura and not stop in a procession along the way, putting the body down. Nashim b'moed mano, which getting back to Chol HaMoed, the different forms of chanting, the different forms of mourning that were shown right before or possibly right after the Kfura. So Nashim b'moed on Chol HaMoed, they can do chanting together. Me'anos is chanting. They would chant as a group together. It's a sign of a mourning. Avolo metapchos, but they're not permitted to clap. That would be too much for Chol HaMoed. That you can do all year round. That's what was done at their time. Not nowadays, but not during Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, hasmuchas l'mita metapchos, even on Chol HaMoed, according to Rabbi Shmuel, those who are close to the mace, close to the body, they would be permitted to clap as well. Mishnah test, but Rosh Chodesh in Chanukah, Purim, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, me'anos umetapchos, we are more lenient. It would be permitted to not only chant, but to clap as well, the special clapping that they used to do at the time of the Kfura. Bazeh ubazeh, however, for both Chol HaMoed, which we talked about in the prior Mishnah, and ubazeh, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, as we started off with our Mishnah, lo mikonenos, you can't do a more intense form of chanting. So we're talking about three different types of forms of sowing avelus. As we mentioned, ma'anos is this everyone chanting together, metapchos is the clapping, and now we're adding in the third one, v'lo mekonenos. Mekonenos is the most intense form of chanting. Certainly on Chol HaMoed you can't do it, but even Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, it cannot be done as well. Nikbar ha'mace, once the mace has been buried, lo me'anos v'lo metapchos, it cannot, on any of those days, certainly Chol HaMoed, but even Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, there could be no longer the chanting or no longer the clapping. And now we're going to define those, at least two of the categories, number one and number three of the chanting. Ezu inoy, what does that mean? Chanting, as we mentioned, Jukulam, Onas, Ka'achas, all of the women typically did it. It could be men also, but women would chant together. That, and then the more intense form is Kina, Sha'achas Medaberes, Vukulan, Onos, Achare, that one would lead everyone, she would speak the chant first, and everyone would respond. That's a more intense form. Shene'emar, and we have this in Yoshiyahu that says the pasuk v'lameidam benosechem nechi v'yisharu sakina, and you should teach your daughters to lament. And each woman teaches, a woman teaches the others kina. Kina is mekonenos. That's the third form, the more intense form of kina. We see that it was one teaching the others. Just to end off the masecht on a positive note. Aval la'asid lavo hu omer, in the future, the pasuk says, also quoting for Yoshiyahu, bila hamaves lanetzach umacha Hashem Elokim dima me'al kol panim bezrat Hashem, in the future, bimheiram bi'ameinu, death will be eliminated forever, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will erase the tears from all of our faces. We should, Amir Tzashem, see that bimheira bi'ameinu.